朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
我想我们 读律法不像读圣经哈。
I believe if we study the law book, it's not like the Bible.
读圣经的时候，他说门徒听见这些事情就喜乐了。
Because in the Bible it said all the disciples heard that and they are joyous.
他们听见保罗所讲的话就喜乐了。
When they heard what Paul says, and they're all so happy.
他们听见外邦人因信不需要遵行律法就得救，都喜乐了。
And they were so happy because they heard all the Gentiles they can be saved not through the law.
但是你去读读律法六法全书去看看。
If you should study the law book,
那里说这样这样这样这样的应当怎样判刑，那样那样那样应当怎样判刑，怎么样判死刑，怎么判无期徒刑，怎么还判至少还判罚元罚钱。
It tells you all this. If you did this, this is the punishment. You did this, this is the punishment.
啊，有些人不怕死，不怕无期徒刑，就怕罚钱。
And a lot of people does not really afraid of going to jail, but if you have a big fine, they're really scared.
弟兄姊妹，律法干什么的
？So what does the law do?
律法定我们的罪。
The law is for condemnation.
稀奇吧？神是有恩典、有真理的，但是我们所接受的律法却是定我们的罪。
Isn't it amazing that our God is full of grace and truth, but the thing we receive is law that will condemn us?
我想以色列人有这样的问题啊。
So I believe the Israeli people they really have this question in their mind.
因为在摩西的时候，当以色列人第一次犯罪，造了金牛犊，离开神之后。
Because in the very first time when the Israeli sinned and they built a golden calf and they left the Lord.
摩西是为他们求情代祷，说父神啊，如果你愿意，甚至你把我的名字从你生命身上涂抹，求你拯救这些百姓。
And Moses come and plead for the people and asking the Lord, now, Lord, if you will forgive them, even if you take my name away from the book of the, out of the book of life.
神说我不跟你打这个交道。
And the Lord said, no deal.
他说但是我要向你显现，要宣告我的名。
But he said, but I will appear before you and I shall proclaim my name.
你知道神宣告什么？
You know, what does the Lord proclaim?
他说我是有恩典有真理的神。
He said, I'm...
耶和华有恩典有怜悯不轻易发怒。
He said, I'm your Lord that is full of grace and full of grace and mercy and will not anger, not quick to anger.
大家可以看出埃及记33章。
So if you want to refer to the Exodus chapter 33.
因此神就赦免了他的百姓，重新叫他们立约，重新用血来洁净这个约，重新让他们十条诫命放在以色列百姓中间。
And then once more, God cleansed his people and give them the law again one more time.
以色列百姓手中所接受的还是十条诫命。
But still,In God's people, in their hands, still the Ten Commandments.
第一次十条诫命，神可能出于恩典颁布给他们。
Maybe the very first time when the Lord give the Ten Commandments, it is through His grace.
因为那里第一条诫命就是说，除我以外，你们不可以有别神。
Because in the very first one, it said that thou shalt worship thou God, as the only God.
你知道以色列人在出埃及三十章里面讲了很大的口气，我们要侍奉耶和华，我们要跟随神的，我们不会走偏路的。
And you probably remember in Exodus 30, all the people they really boast. They say, "Oh, we will not depart from our God. We will obey your commandment."
第一次神颁布十条诫命的时候，他们可能觉得，他们是在摩西心中可能觉得他的百姓是配得这十条诫命的。
So maybe in Moses' heart, he does think that these people deserve to receive this Ten Commandments.
但是当以色列人犯罪第二次得到诫命的时候
，But after they sinned and when they received the Ten Commandments the second time,
一方面是出于神的恩典和怜悯
，Of course, it's through God's grace and mercy.
给他们再一次的机会
，Give them the second chance.
这个叫恩典
，That's called grace.
但是以色列人却常常被提醒他们是怎样犯罪、离开神、拜偶像的人。
But then the Israeli people was always reminded again that they are the one that committed adultery. They are the one that committed idol worshiping.
所以他们一直活在律法的阴影底下。
So forever they live under the shadow of the law.
神借着摩西传了律法。
Now through Moses that God gave out the law.
以色列百姓不知道恩典是什么。
And the Israeli people does not really understand what is grace.
他们看见在律法阴影底下没有法子直接认识神。
They understand that under the shadow of law, they cannot really understand God directly.
因为律法只说凡是照在这律法书上做的就因此活着。
Because all they said is, if you should obey all this law, you shall live.
他们不知道神是怎样一位神。
They don't know what kind of a God is this God that they worship.
哈利路亚，当耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上的时候，他们第一次有机会重新看见神的荣光。
But praise the Lord that when Jesus came down to this earth, that the people can once more see the glory of God.
他们重新有机会接受这个恩典和真理。
Once more, they have the chance to receive the grace and the truth.
神的慈爱，神的良善，借着耶稣基督再来到他们中间。
God's mercifulness and His goodness one more time come upon His people.
神的真实，神的同在，神对以色列人心意，他的旨意，都能够在真理里面再一次来到他们中间。
God's presence, God's truth and His will on His people once more came upon them.
所以他说恩典和真理是由耶稣基督来的。
So that we say that grace and truth came through Jesus.
耶稣基督来了以后就把以色列人跟神当作断的弦跟他接上。
So that when Jesus came, He just mended that broken relationship.
弟兄姊妹们，刚才我们讲为什么神的荣耀离开以色列人。
Now we just mentioned why does the God's glory departed from the Israeli.
这个原则也跟所有的人不能认识神的荣耀一样。
This is the same principle that some of us does not understand God.
因为罪的缘故叫我们与神隔离。
Because of sin that separated us from God.
有罪的人不能见神。
Because the sinner cannot really see God.
我们肉身中间见的神的结果是灭亡，是毁坏。
Because in our flesh, if we should see God, then the result will be destruction.
因为肉身的人不能承受神的荣耀。
Because the man of flesh cannot inherit that glory from the Lord.
以赛亚书里面叫我们看见先知以赛亚，他是一个圣洁的人。
Now in the book of Isaiah, we can see that this prophet who is a very very holy man.
但是当他在圣殿里面看见神的同在、神的荣耀的时候，他说：“祸哉，我灭亡了！我是嘴唇不洁的人，住在嘴唇不洁的民中间。”
Because when he is in the temple and when he sees God's glory, then immediately he say, "Woe to me that I shall behold His glory! I will die, I will surely die."
在这里吸气，你看，这个天使在那里敬拜说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。”
Because you can see that the angel in there was worshiping God by saying, "Holy, holy, holy."
以赛亚在那里说：“祸哉，祸哉，祸哉。”
And then, but the Isaiah say, "Woe, woe, woe."
为什么？因为有罪的人不能够看见神的荣耀。
Because a sinner cannot behold God's story.
弟兄姊妹们，让我这样说：我们这些人若是没有耶稣基督的话，没有一个人能够面对面看见神。
And by the same token, if we don't have Jesus Christ, we cannot see God.
这就是耶稣基督必须来到世界上的原因，好成全为我们的救恩。
That is exactly why Jesus has to come down to this earth to accomplish this great salvation.
耶稣基督是一个大的屏障。
Because Jesus is a great shield.
他能够叫我们遮盖掉神的愤怒。
And he can shield us from God's anger.
但是他又不像从前那些先知们是借着间接的方法对着神儿女说话。
But then he's not like those prophets that can speak to God's people indirectly.
我们看见耶稣基督就是看见神的儿子，就是看见了神。
Because when we see Jesus, we see the only begotten Son, and we see God.
因为他不是世人，他是神。
Because he is not like us, he is God.
肉身来到地上。
He is God become flesh.Come to this earth.
匆匆忙忙有恩典有真理。
Filled with grace and truth.
他要把父神的荣耀显明出来。
And he shall show forth the glory of our Father.
弟兄姊妹们，这是何等稀奇，神所做的一件大事。
Brothers and sisters, this is amazing thing that what the Lord did.
我们常常唱这首诗歌，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，中间就是有一段说，有罪的人不能看见神。
A lot of times, we sing this hymn, "Holy, Holy, Holy." It tells us that a sinful man cannot cannot see God.
但是感谢主，耶稣基督来到地上。
But praise the Lord, Jesus came down to this earth.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
恩典和真理由耶稣基督而来。
And He brought down grace and truth.
从来没有人见过神。
Nobody has seen God.
只有在父怀里的独生子将他显明表明
出来。Only the begotten Son.
我们见过他的荣光。
That He is full of grace and truth.
正是父独生子的荣光。
We beheld His glory.That is the glory of the only begotten Son.
弟兄姊妹们，在整本约翰福音里面记载，耶稣基督的荣耀怎么样显明出来
？In the whole book, it was recorded how God's glory, how Jesus the glory, shine forth through Jesus.
使徒约翰就照着他所看见的来见证他所见过的荣耀。
Then John, according to what he saw, then he witnessed this glory.
我们没有时间整个的读读约翰福音，随便挑几件事情。
Now, let's just pick up a few things.
你记不记得约翰福音第二章里面，当耶稣行神迹的时候，在迦南地把水变成酒这件事情
？Now, do you remember in chapter 2 that Jesus turned the water into wine in the wedding feast of Cana?
圣经里面特别记载说，这是他把他的荣耀显出来，这是他在迦南地所行的头一件事神迹，显出他的荣耀来。
He said, "This is the first time he showed his glory in through this first miracle."
哦，弟兄姊妹们，人看见他所行的神迹，看见这是。稀奇的事情。
And when people saw that miracle, they're just so amazed.
约翰说，这是神的荣耀。
Then, but John mentioned, this is the glory.
最终约翰所记的事情，你就要明白他所说的父独生子的荣光。
Now, if you,
是什么样的荣光？
If you could keep on tracing down the recording of John, then you will realize he's recording all this glory from the Son.
我们不能看见神，从来没有人面对面见过。
We cannot see God. Nobody have ever seen God.
老实说。在以色列百姓中间，他们虽然看见神同在的烟云，也没有见过神。
In the old time, the Israeli people they saw God's glory, but they did not see God.
但是神的儿子耶稣基督在世人中间行走，在世人中间出入来往，和世人一样的生活。
But then God's Son who walk among us, who's living among people.
弟兄姊妹，当你去读这些福音书的时候
，Then when you read about this the in the gospel,
我实在求你注意。在这个人身上所显出来父神的荣耀。
I beg you to notice, to pay attention to the glory that shine forth through this person, Jesus.
你就会真诚的夫妇敬拜说你是神的儿子。
Then you will really bow down and worship, saying that you are the Son of God.
好像彼得一样。
Just like Peter.
在路加福音里面记载，当他在那里打鱼的时候。
Just like in the, recorded in the book of Luke, that in, when he's fishing.
他整夜劳力打不到什么。
And all,laboring all night and cannot catch anything.
主耶稣说你在右边撒下去撒网。
Then Jesus said, you cast your net onto your right side.
等他打了一网的鱼上来之后。
And then when that whole net was filled and pulled up.
你想彼得是不是很高兴啊从前一夜打鱼都没有打到现在一网都把所有鱼都捞上来了。
Do you think Peter would be very happy because all night he didn't get anything, but all of a sudden this one net,Was such a big reward.
耶稣说：“谢谢你，你是真是伟大，你大有权柄，大有能力。”
Did he say, "Oh, Jesus, thank you. You're so powerful. You're wonderful"?
没有，我们在圣经里面看见他做什么。
But instead, in the Bible, it's recorded.
他说：“主啊，离开我。”
But Lord, depart from me.
我是一个罪人呐。
Because I'm a sinner.
有一些事情在他里面发生了。
Because there's something happened inside.
而弟兄姊妹，我们说神的荣光就是这样大有能力，能够进到人心里面。
Now the glory of God we're talking about here is something powerful and wonderful and can really pierce us.
彼得为什么看见自己是罪人
？Now why does Peter can see that he is a sinner?
我们不能没有不明白，圣经里面有记载。
We don't understand because it's not recorded.
但是我们可以猜想，我们可以想象。
But we can imagine, we can reason.
彼得是一个打鱼的老手。
He is an old hand, and he's an expert in fishing.
他打了多少鱼都数不清楚。
How many fish he caught and nobody could count.
那天整夜劳碌，他一定有许多理由为什么打不到鱼，可能潮流不对，可能时候不对，可能光线不对，什么时候他都知道。
The whole night he cannot catch anything. He must have a lot of reason. According to his judgment, maybe this is wrong, that is wrong.
但是耶稣来了。
But when Jesus came,
这一个人是木匠的儿子。
He is the son of a carpenter.
从来没有人知道他打过鱼。
Nobody know whether he had been ever fishing before.
哦，也许我会想主耶稣跟我一样哈。
Maybe I think, oh, Jesus probably just like me.
你知道我很喜欢钓鱼。
You know, I like fishing.
但我从来一条鱼都没有钓到过。
But I never caught anything.
所以可能他们彼得想，这个耶稣他虽然能够教训许多的真理。
So this Peter might think, oh, this Jesus, oh, he's a great teacher, alright?
但有一方面我比他强，他绝对不能跟我比的。
But this, in one aspect, I'm better than him. He can never catch, is fishing.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有觉得主耶稣虽然是全能啊，但有一件事情非我莫办的，有没有这样事情？
Brothers and sisters, have you ever mentioned, oh yes, Jesus is almighty, alright, but there's one thing I can do better.
弟兄姊妹，如果你心里说耶稣基督是全能的，
Brothers and sisters, if in your heart you think that Jesus is almighty,
但是你却心里想有一件事情可能他不像我这样全能。
Yeah, maybe you in your, deep down in your heart you think, oh maybe that one thing that he's not as mighty as I.
那弟兄姊妹们，你就不把耶稣当作全能的。
Then you do not really recognize him as almighty.
在你的生活中间有没有这样一件事情？
Now in your life, is there a certain aspect just like that?
那你就跟彼得一样。
Then if so, you're just like Peter.
不过礼貌性的顺服神。
It's just out of to have a good manner. It's out of courtesy that you obey the Lord.
彼得怎么说啊？
What did Peter say?
彼得说，我们整夜劳力打不得什么。
Peter tells Jesus, oh, we've worked all day, all night, and we didn't get anything.
但依从你的话，我们就下网。
But oh, just to agree with you, be agreeable, or we'll cast down the net.
也许彼得心里在想，你看我把网撒下去了。
Maybe deep down in Peter's heart, he said, "Well, I'm just gonna cast down this net."
都照着你意思做。
Or just like what you say.
等到我们把网收上来的时候
，When we get the net up,
也许彼得已经预备说了。
Maybe Peter already have this saying.
你看，我早就告诉你不要再下网吧。
He said, "Maybe he already thought about this. See, now I told you, there's no use."
但是当他打鱼上来的时候。
But when he pulled up this net, he was so surprised.
弟兄姊妹们，耶稣基督把彼得心里的事情完全暴露出来。
Because Jesus exposed all exposed the inside of Peter.
就好像神能够暴露你里面所有一切的意念一样的情形。
Just like God can expose all your thoughts.
所以彼得在他的面前跪下来祷告说：“主啊，我是个罪人，离开我吧。”
That's why Peter just have to kneel down and pray.Depart from me, because I'm a sinner.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神的荣耀。
This is God's glory.
你应当知道那一个荣耀，当神的指头指着你说话的时候。
You should know His glory when God's pointed His finger at you and speak to you.
今天早上，耶稣基督要指出你里面许多的黑暗。
This morning, the Lord will point out a lot of darkness in you.
你口中称他为主。
You confess Him to be the Lord in your mouth.
但在你心里面，并不是真正把他当作主。
But in your heart, you really do not recognize him as God.
你来敬拜他，不过是个礼貌性的敬拜。
You come to worship him, but because out of courtesy.
你来爱他，你在圣殿里面，在主的教会里面，不过是一种习惯性的聚集。
When you come to worship him, to love him, to serve him, it's but your a habit.
我不相信你见过父神的荣光。
I don't believe you've seen the glory in this only begotten Son.
一直到你见到这个荣光的时候，你就要俯伏在他的面前。
Because if you should see this glory, you shall bow down and worship.
弟兄姊妹们，这是约翰所说恩典和真理的来历。
Now this is what John was describing, this grace and truth.
如果没有耶稣基督，
without Jesus,
上次我们说过，我们都活在黑暗中间。
Last time we mentioned, we shall all be in darkness.
有了耶稣基督，恩典和真理由他而来。
And when Jesus came, that and grace and truth came by him.
他能显明我的真实的景况。
And he can really reveal the truth in me.
他能够显明我里面一切的黑暗。
And he can reveal all the darkness in me.
而且他的恩典要遮盖我的软弱，叫我重新能够回头在神的面前。
Then his grace shall cover my weakness, so that I can stand before him.
我们不像回到律法那里受定罪，害怕在那里逃避律法。
No more we will be under the condemnation of the law.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我见到好些神的儿女。
I've seen many God's children.
你知道侍奉主的人很多时候遇见各式各样的神的儿女。
You see, as a minister, sometimes I come across a lot of different brothers and sisters.
有些时候有些人被他的朋友请了到了教会里面来，他或者也称作基督徒。
Some was confessed to be Christian and was invited to the church by his friend.
常常我们去看望这些人的时候，我们就发现他在逃避神呢。
But a lot of time, then when we go visit them, they find out that they're actually trying to escape from the Lord.
因为我发现，当我们要去看他的时候，他有各种理由说不要我去看他。
Because when we want to visit them, they have got all kinds of reasons to reject us.
为什么呢？
Now why?
我也不要他占他的便宜。
No, I didn't want to get anything out of him.
我也不愿意得到任何从他得的好处。
I did not expect to receive anything from him.
我又没有对他任何的仇恨。
And I have no no qualm about anybody.
为什么要离开我？为什么逃避我呢
？Now why does he have to run away?
啊，他不是逃避我。
No, he's not running away.
逃避神的光。
He's not running away from me, but rather he's running away from the light of the Lord.
因为我把真理告诉你们，你们就恨我吗？这是主耶稣说的。
Jesus said, "Now just because I tell you the truth that you hate me."
好些人就是这样子，他不愿意接受这个光。
So a lot of people, they just don't want to receive this light.
恩典和真理是由耶稣基督来的。
But then grace and truth came by Jesus.
你必须接受耶稣。
You have to receive Jesus.
你必须让耶稣在你心里做主。
You have to make him the Lord in your life.
恩典和真理才会在你的里面。
And then grace and truth will abide in you.
你才会看见真正的荣耀。
Then you can see the true glory.
神儿子独生子的荣光在你的里面。
The glory of the only begotten Son will be in you.
因为我们说过，耶稣基督来到地上，他一方面在他行走的时候要彰显父神的荣耀。
So we mentioned here, not only he will signify God's glory on this earth.
他也借着这个荣耀吸引许多人跟随他，做了他的门徒。
And also through this glory that he attract many people to become his disciple.
但是他最终要为这些跟随的人，为所有他所爱的。
But eventually, he would die for all those who follow him, and even all the people of the whole world.
只有神的儿子，只有神的独生子，有资格、有权利来做这一件事情。
Only the begotten Son, only the only begotten Son has this privilege to accomplish this.
弟兄姊妹，我们跟随主，我们是接受了耶稣基督的十字架。
Now, brothers and sisters, when we follow the Lord, we receive this cross.
但是我希望我们更多受他的吸引，被他的荣耀所吸引，来跟随他，做他的门徒。
But even more, I beseech you to be attracted by this glory that we want to be his disciple.
哦，耶稣基督为我们成就何等大的救恩
！Because our Lord Jesus has accomplished such wonderful salvation for us.
神爱世人。甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
他怎么样把他的儿子赐给我们
？Now how does he give his only begotten Son?
他把他的命给了我们。
He gave us his life.
耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上面。
He died for us on the cross.
他肉身。担当了一些罪的刑罚和痛苦。
His flesh has suffered the punishment of sin.
他的魂受尽了在烈火中间、地狱中间的煎熬。
And then his soul was suffering through the suffering of the hellish fire.
甚至他的灵要忍受与父神分离的痛苦。
Even his spirit shall suffer the painful separation from the Father.
这一位为我们成全十字架救恩是谁呀？神的独生爱子。
Now who has done all these but his only begotten Son?
灵魂体受苦为了你和我。
His spirit, his soul, his body suffer because of you and me.
若是我能够讲到十字架的受苦，我的心。真是被他的爱所移动感动。
Now, if I can remember the cross, then my heart was forever moved by His love.
我真是愿意有机会再讲耶稣基督的十字架。
Oh, I pray that I have another chance to talk about His cross.
作为对我自己的提醒。
To remind myself.
叫我不要离开主。
So that I will not depart from Him.
但弟兄姊妹们，我相信在座这位都听见过福音。
But I believe all of you here have heard about the gospel.
耶稣基督为你和为我死在十字架上面。
Now Jesus died for you and for me.
神的爱再次显明。
And God's love was revealed.
弟兄姊妹，他是谁呀？
Now so who is he?
他是神的独生子。
He's the only begotten Son.
神所爱的。
Whom God loved.
神所喜悦的。
God's heart was delighted.
神除了这一位，再没有其他的儿子。
This is the only one. There's no other son.
这一位是没有罪的。
He is sinless.
他来到地上的时候，彰显神的恩典和慈爱，把真理给我们。
He come to this earth, bring us grace and truth.
彰显神的荣耀。
who bring God's glory.
我们见到他的荣耀，说这正是神独生子的荣耀。
And we beheld his glory, and this is the glory from the only begotten Son.
只有神有这个荣耀。
Only the Lord has it.
而这个荣耀照在我们心里面，成为我们的光。
And this glory shine upon in our earth, in our heart, become the light in our heart.
他是世上的光，他是世人的光。
He is the light of the world.
光照在黑暗里面，黑暗却不接受他。
And the light shine in darkness, and darkness comprehended not.
但是那些接受他的人，凡接待他的人，就是信他名的人， but, 他就赐给他们权柄，做神的儿女。Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Verse 12. But those who believe in him, even those who receive his name, he shall give him privilege, give this power to become children of God.
这个人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
Because they are they was not born of the flesh of the human will, but from God.
叫我们也可以做神的儿子。
So that we can all become God, son of God.
哦、oh, 我们见过这位神独生子的荣光、oh, 我们就爱慕他，我们也愿意做神的儿女。
Now we've seen this glory, and we adore that, and we want to be the son of God.
这是约翰要传给我们的信息。
This is the message from John.
这是约翰要为我们做的见证。
And this is the witness from John.
弟兄姊妹们，我们请求你接受这个见证，让耶稣基督住在你的心里。
And I beseech you that you will receive this witness so that the Jesus Christ will dwell in you.
这是使徒约翰他所写的，这是世袭的约翰所做的见证。
Now this is what was recorded by the apostle John, and also was witnessed by John the Baptist.
他们已经进到神的荣耀里面。
They have entered into God's glory.
多少人读了神的话语，看见圣经里面所记载，他们把他心打开，归向耶稣。
So many people read this and they opened their heart to receive the Lord.
让耶稣基督进到你的心里。
Let Jesus enter into your heart.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，亲爱的朋友，在座你有没有？还有没有哪一位没有接受耶稣基督？
For those of you today have not received the Lord,
我恳求你今天把你的心打开，让神儿子进到你的心里。
I beseech you to open your heart so that the Son of God can enter into your heart.
我今天早晨在这里求你把你的心打开，让耶稣基督的爱充满在你的里面。
I beg you this morning to open your heart so God's love can enter.
我求主让他的光照在你的里面，让你脱离黑暗。
I pray that the Lord will shine his light up in you so that you will be away from the darkness.
我求主把他的真理启示在你的里面，叫你认识耶稣基督是谁。
I pray that God will reveal his truth in you so that you can really recognize who Jesus is.
我求你让神的恩典充满在你的里面。
I pray that God's grace will fill you.
有弟兄姊妹们，你离开主，你知道你的心里面没有主的地位。
For those of you who departed from the Lord, and the Lord has
no light.
You have no light in him.
今天你回到神的家中。
Today you come back to the household of the Lord.
我在神的爱里劝你把你的心打开。
And I pray that you will open your heart in God's love.
让你接受神的儿子。
So that you will receive God's Son.
让他的光照在你的里面。
And His light shall shine in you.
让他的爱重新充满你。
And His love shall fill you one more time.
把你的重担交托给他。
And cast your burden upon His shoulder.
他是恩典，是真理。
He is light and He is truth.
他的荣光要照样在你的心里。
And His glory shall shine upon you.
他要爱你。
And He shall love you.
让你也爱你。
So that you can love Him.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。